everybody. Have a seat. Hi. Thanks for coming today. My name is Libby. It's nice to meet all of you. And I want to have a question for you. What are your favorite snacks? What do you like to snack on? Yeah? That's a good one. How about someone else?
Chips.
That's a good one. But I brought a few snacks with me today. Crackers are one of my favorite snacks. And so I have three crackers in here. They're not a whole lot. It's not a whole lot, right? Just a few bites. Do you think we can feed everybody in this room with this little pack of crackers? No, why not?
Maybe you could like smash them and give someone like
the
tiniest piece.
Yeah, so we could do that if we just gave everybody a super tiny piece. But would they be still hungry maybe? Oh yeah, right? If you only got a little bit of a cracker for a snack, you'd be saying, I want more, right? Yeah. So today's gospel lesson is a story about Jesus, and there's this little boy who came and he was washing Jesus, and Jesus' disciples, his friends, asked him if he had any snacks that he could share. And you know what he said? He said, I do, but I only have a little bit. I only have, like, what's in this bag for me for lunch. And Jesus said, that's fine, I'll take it. And guess how many people they fed from those little bits of food? They did want more, and there was a lot more. So he turned tiny loaves of bread, and a few fish into more food to feed over 5,000 people. That's a lot. And there was stuff left over. So we need to remind ourselves that God will provide for us, and that God loves us, and he will make sure that if we love him, we will never go hungry. Let's pray, and then I do have a few snacks for all of you. Dear God, can you guys repeat after me? Thank you for loving us and for making sure we will never go hungry or thirsty if we believe in you. All right, so I have some fruit snacks. So you guys want to pass this around?
First.
Yeah, and then Pastor,
just
I only charge how to pass her coffee. Kathy has an announcement for all of us then.
But I need the kids to help, so don't open your snacks yet.
I'll use this one.
Can I have you up here to help me do something? Are you going to get help?
I'm here to talk about the Lutheran World Relief Kits. Our church is going to put these together August 15th, and I didn't know a lot about the Lutheran World Relief. Did you know that it started after World War II? Because 1/5 of the world's population of Lutherans were displaced. And some of you may know someone who came to this country from another country. I worked with a lady one time, and she was from Bosnia. And there was a war coming in her country. And she had 2 hours to pack her bag. And she thought, and all of her family thought, that they were going to come home in a few months. And it turned into years. And she didn't see the rest of her family for 12 years. She made it to the United States. So this is a health kit that Lutheran World Relief gives to people who've left their homes with almost anything. Imagine right now if you had to walk out the back door with what you had on, and you had to walk and walk and walk. If somebody handed you a health kit, you would be very happy. So I'm going to have the kids help me, and you're going to see what's in a health kit. Our church can buy the supplies in bulk. That means, you know how Amazon, we buy 500 cows. That's how many health kits we're hoping to do. Is it 300 or 500? Sorry, I overestimated. 300. We're hoping for 300. And we found that if we buy 300 cows all at once, they're less expensive than buying them individually. That's why we're asking for donations of $500. And then on August 15th, we're going to have a packing party and a picnic, and we're going to bless these, and we're going to go to people who need them. So what they get is, now this doesn't go with the kit. I'm going to hold this up. That's a tube of toothpaste. Can you hold that up for me, Logan? Part of the money we send buys that, because in these days, you know, you can't send liquids. And each person gets two bars of soap. Can you hold those up? Hold them up. And they get a toothbrush. And they get a comb. Dwayne, if you're missing these. Nail clippers. Can you hold that up? So I came clean. I'm the one that took them this time. And they get a bath towel. And it's not, we don't want white. You know why? Because most of the people have to bathe in dirty rivers, and they would not stay white very long. And also, Lutheran World Relief asks that they all, everything be the same size. So that, nope, there aren't any fights, because people are often very desperate. So please consider contributing. It's $5 per health kit, and we're going to do this on August 15th. Thank you for your time. If you all meet me at the back of the church, I'll take those things. Hold those up.